وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى raise you in rank. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today we're sharing with you a story of Hazrat Israel alayhi salam and his close attention towards one person whose ruh, his soul, he wanted to take out. So this one simpleton came in the presence of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he was very, very fearful, frightened. So Sulaiman asked him, "Why are you so afraid?" So he said, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam looked at me, with a very, very fiery eye. And now I'm really disturbed." So now Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam told him, "What do you desire?" He says, "Let me reach a certain place in India, in Hindustan." So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam had hukumat and his kingdom ruled over the winds as well. So he instructed the winds to take this person to a certain place in India. The second day, the following day, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, was in the presence of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam asked him that there was a certain person whom you looked at, so closely. You paid absolute attention to him. And he was very, very much disturbed when he saw this gaze of yours. So, is it your desire to extract his ruh? And this poor traveler now, in this temporary world, when you extract his ruh, then he will become a non-inheritor. In other words, he will be gone, others will inherit from him, and he will be a non-inheritor, he will be la waris. So, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam replied, "Then I looked at him with absolute amazement, because I got the instruction to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take his ruh out in India, and now he's here in this particular place here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructed me that I must go to India to go and take out his ruh. And when I saw him here, I was so surprised and amazed, and I was absolutely shocked. Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending me to Hindustan, in India, to go and take out his ruh and his presence here. So, by the hukam and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Israel alayhi salam went to India, he found this person present there, and then he took out his ruh and his soul. So, oh listener, you have come into this world and you feel there is some accomplishments, and open up your eyes, because there may be an error in your estimates and your judgment. From who are we running away? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is an impossible thought to entertain in the mind. This is absolute disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a curse upon you if you feel you can run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the benefits and the lessons that we learn from this particular story is that in every moment, every condition, we must think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill all our rights towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants. And fulfill all our faraiz, fulfill all our wajibat, and refrain from all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stay away from. And then we can sit with absolute peace that when the call comes, we are ready to pass on from this temporary world and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reh ke dunya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. The poet says so beautifully that he doesn't suit the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negligence while he is staying in this temporary world. Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe, every moment. You know, he must be concerned and remember, you know, the remembrance of death is necessary upon him. Jo bashar aata hai dunya mein ye kehti hai qaza. When a human being comes into this world, then fate tells him, maybe piche chali aati hu, zara dhyan rahe. You know? So, when a human being comes into this world, then the fate in this world tells him that I am also following you. Be mindful of that. That is why the ulama-i kiram say that when a child is born, then azan is given in his right ear and iqama is given in his left ear. And usually azan and iqama are given for salat. But this, at the time of his birth, is already a reminder that one day he is going to part away from this temporary world, when he will be a lifeless body, when his life will be transformed from a life of flesh to a life of spirit, and then he will be transferred into Alame Barzakh. But his body that remains in this world, you know, there is going to be a salat that is performed. And that salat that is going to be performed is known as Salatul Janaza. So the azan and the iqama for that Salatul Janaza, when you part from this world, has already been given to you at the time of your birth to remind you that death is following you at all times. What indeed there is a great lesson for us. I remember I went to Kashmir. High up in the mountains, there was a place known as Sultanul Awliya, and I saw the people making sajda at the grave of this particular wali, and some of them were putting their pleas and everything forward. Allah knows best, you know, what they were asking. But nevertheless, I called upon the mujawars, the caretakers, and I told them, don't you mention to these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we learn in Surah Fatiha, which we read in every salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Thee alone do we worship, and from thee alone do we seek help. How can we now turn for help to a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has passed on from this temporary world and who hasn't got the power to do anything? Then I reminded them, I said that when we're reading his janazah salat, it comes to our mind, it is a janazah salat, a salat without ruku and sajda. When the body is above the ground and we do not make sajda to that particular body when we're reading our janazah salat, when that body is gone into the ground, into Mother Earth, how can we make sajda to that human being who has passed on from this temporary world? Indeed, there is a very, very great lesson. Every soul shall taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And you will be given your dues on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ. He who has been saved from the fire. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And he has been entered into Jannah. فَقَدْ فَازَ. Indeed, he is successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is nothing but just goods of deception. So let us not be allured by this deception. Let us look at reality and follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.